The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time as we speak. And a pleasant good morning to all of you as we try to decipher, or as Jethro Bodine would say, ciphering through the news this morning and try to figure out exactly what in Hades is going on here. Because half of the news, we don't know whether we should believe it or not. I was watching a video this morning that I knew damn well was AI generated. And I'm just like going, man, this is crazy. If this is what we're going to have to put up with. Remember, I told you this in previous broadcasts of the show, that it is possible that the AI will generate garbage and you won't know what to believe. So you have to literally trust your gut and your instincts when you read and decipher what's going on with the news. Our world news, of course, points to the attack on Israel by Iran and its allies. It appears imminent, according to War News 247, and it's out of Greece. And for those of you that can't read Greek, I would suggest you go get yourself a Greek to English translator. They are there. They're free. And so what I did was I pulled down a copy of the War News 24/7 Greek website, that's .gr for Greece, and showed you what the writing in Greek looks like and then what the translation in English looks like for a couple of paragraphs from the story. So for those of you that really want to do your deep dive and to understand what's going on, we've done something just a little unusual with this morning's news. So you can actually see it, all right? So we know that Iran is going to get in the fight. They have called for an all-out attack on Israel, which means that it's going to come at them from all sides. U.S. Navy has shot down 3 missiles from Yemen, potentially headed toward Israel, unknown. Again, this is over the Red Sea, which may have been targeting Israel. Several drone attacks also at a U.S. military base in southern Syria and Iraq with minor injuries. These are drones that basically came in from the enemy. This is what they're saying. One of them apparently was shot down, but one of them apparently managed to launch one of its weapons. And this is what 2 U.S. officials told the Associated Press, whether we should believe it or not. The thing is we got 2,000 troops at the ready, and it appears with these 2 carrier battle groups here, we're going to be getting into an all-out war. Chaos has erupted in Berlin, as a matter of fact. You think that it just only touches just that region? Well, see, when they put out, and I've got a picture that was taken from the air by Israeli Defense Forces of the alleged bombed-out hospital, and there's no bombed out hospital. The whole hospital building is still standing, but the cars in the parking lot are totaled, burnt out. So apparently because of that fact, the media was reporting that the hospital itself was destroyed, killing hundreds of people. And now all of a sudden this picture comes out. It's like, okay, you, Rashida Tlaib, you moron, congresswoman, member of the squad, you were lied to. And you sat there and boohooed and took all these people into the Capitol or into the rotunda at the Cannon office building and staged a protest, which, of course, the right wing is coming at you, labeling it an insurrection. Like, you see, it's all political tit for tat again. Here we go. And, you know, they arrested 300 people. Do you think they're going to end up in the D.C. gulag? Like Andy Looney said, I don't think so. Yeah. This is our two-tiered system of justice, and the Democrats can basically, with all their rioters, do anything they want. Yeah, anything they want and get away with it. Yeah, they're going to arrest them, and they'll all bond out. They won't sit there and hold them and throw them in the D.C. gulag. But they raided one of the office buildings and disrupted Senate proceedings. So I got to ask myself, why do we have this two-tiered system of justice in here? Why is that? Well, because of who's in control. We don't have to tolerate it. But unfortunately, you know, this whole thing, because of that picture, you know, it's now out. I wonder if the pro-Palestinian activists are going to continue to riot. Because in Berlin, Germany, 65 police officers were injured as protesters that were pro-Palestinian took to the streets of the German capital in defiance of the local ban on such demonstrations over concerns of anti-Semitism. Now, again, you can read into this what you want, but these people were basically attacking officers with stones, bottles, and makeshift pyrotechnic missiles. I like that. Missiles. Makeshift pyrotechnic missiles. Now, what do you think they did? Well, I just shot a bottle rocket at the cop. I don't know what. Or maybe it was a Roman candle. Yeah, makeshift pyrotechnic missiles. All right, whatever. You know, the thing is they're all rioting because they assumed, and you know what happens when you assume stuff? You can fill in the blank on that one. You make a you-know-what out of you and me, right? They assumed that the hospital had been destroyed and hundreds of people were killed, and it was Israel that did it. Well, now the pictures, if they are worth 1,000 words, will say just the opposite. So again, we don't know what to believe because the media, they're all basically within reason, and I can say this, not all of them. Some of them try to tell the truth. The rest of them are all sticking to the narrative. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're sticking to the narrative. Oh, my God, if they said, though, you know, now it was a Hamas rocket. No, it was Israel. No, it was Hamas. No, it was Israel. See, this back and forth stuff. And it's, you know, as soon as they find out hundreds of people were killed today, all of a sudden, boom, here we go. Doesn't take Frank Reynolds to set off a firestorm. Wow. Now, another report out, China, Pentagon report. The Pentagon says it. Well, the Pentagon, I mean, that's a, what is it, five-sided military building? The Pentagon. Wow, I didn't know five-sided military buildings could talk. But the Pentagon report says that China's military power, says Beijing, is exceeding previous projections of how quickly it's building up its nuclear weapons arsenal. Well, they're just, you know, learning lessons from Russia's war in Ukraine about what a conflict over Taiwan might look like. Wow, interesting. Do you really think, that this might be propaganda? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, China's building up its. You know, here's the thing. Why would they want to go in? If they want Taiwan so bad, why would they nuke it? What are they going to do? Just wait to take it over? After they nuke it? I mean, there's going to be radioactivity. They're already blasting Japan because of the Fukushima water release and not buying any of their shrimp or anything else. I mean, you know, if they're protesting that, why in Hades would they bomb Taiwan? Just to keep us out of there or to murder everybody so they can just come in and take it over years down the road? That's the craziness of it all. So do we trust that news reporting? You know, the Pentagon says, you know, if they can't attribute it to an exact source, that becomes a problem. Yep. Remember the old blooper? News from a White Horse house. Okay. So, yeah, what source is that? We don't know. So, apparently, according to the New York Post, the ground invasion of the Gaza Strip appears imminent. But this picture of the hospital, yeah, no, that was meant to stir up the pro-Palestinian factions who are now readily identifiable here in the United States. Now, understand also that the U.S. State Department has sent out worldwide caution alerts to Americans, mostly overseas. But understand, because it says the warning is, due to increased tensions in various locations around the world, the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstration, or violent actions against U.S. citizens in interest advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution. Well, and then in the column next to it, people who were reading this article were writing in, and the commentary was, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. What about us? What about us in the U.S.? What about all these tens of thousands of people coming across our border every month, some with nefarious intent? What about us? What about America? Doesn't say anything about that. Worldwide caution alert. Well, if it's a worldwide caution alert, I guess worldwide includes us, but it didn't say that. See, the State Department only cares about Americans overseas. It's all propaganda. It's designed to instill fear in us. We, the people that are armed under the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, it's designed to scare us to do what? And then the moron gets on TV last night. He doesn't even know he's on camera. Joe, you're live. And he has a fight with a teleprompter again. So he condemns the Hamas terror, but then shifted focus to cynical politicking and narrative setting. And I mean, it just, you know, the Breaking Biden author of that book that's out, Breaking Biden, came up with five takeaways from Joe's duplicitous Oval Office address about Ukraine. What he's trying to do, he's trying to tie the Ukraine war to Israel. And then he says, well, and I'm sending $100 million for humanitarian aid to Palestine. Well, how do you know that Hamas isn't going to get that money and use it to further their own interests? So, yeah, I bought the teleprompter and the teleprompter won. That, I know it's awkward, right? The Bobby Fuller 4. I'm sure he'd be rolling over in his grave right now thinking about how I just misappropriated his song. wow. Yeah, the craziness. This is it. You know, he's making this whole thing about politics. It's what he's doing. A man, this is where it gets rather interesting now when you start looking around. Remember what we told you about all the shoplifting that would be going on in America, which it is? It's no different over in Europe. This is rather interesting in Poland. Now, here's something rather interesting. This is no Polak joke, okay? This has actually happened. You can look at this as possibly, potentially ingenious, or you could say, the guy shouldn't have done that. There was a guy in the store who pretended to be a mannequin in a shop window. This 22-year-old suspect, unnamed right now, went unnoticed by staff and shoppers as he stood frozen in the window to blend in with the mannequins. Of course, then he took items from the store and took off, and they caught him. He's been charged with suspected theft and burglary. Burglary meaning nobody was in the store. Otherwise, it had been a robbery. So he waited till the store closed and then went and pilfered what he wanted and left. Wow. Disguised as a mannequin. Interesting. You had to stay frozen for that long. So it must have been closer to closing hours because, I mean, I don't know anybody that could do that without the possibility of sneezing or wiping your nose or doing something weird that would have brought attention to yourself. But all of this went unnoticed by staff and shoppers. Oh, wow. So this is almost like AI in reverse. You know, you're going to walk up to a mannequin and it goes, can you talk? Are you bugged? Are you spying on me? I mean, can you imagine this now? People going to department stores and talking to the mannequins to see if they talk back? Wow. Getting crazier by the minute here. Russia says it's obtained papers that have confirmed the U.S. is moving illegal bioresearch labs to Africa. Interesting about that. This is the Russian Defense Ministry citing this week documents had been obtained from the Pentagon. Well, how did they get that? Did somebody hack into their system? Said the U.S. is transferring dual-purpose biological research activities to the Black Continent. Gee, I didn't know it was all black. Huh. To the Black Continent. Huh. How about the African-American? No, we can't be politically correct there. Africa is not African-American. It's only those who are over here that want to be called African-Americans because they're woke. Wow. Okay. So now we got a question, how the Russian Defense Ministry got that. I mean, first off, they discovered the existence of 30 Pentagon-funded biological research labs in Ukraine. Then, this is back in February of last year, Russia said the labs are only a small part of a global network of over 300 similar facilities. So what they're doing is they've gone into Ukraine and they've spied on Ukraine and identified these 30 research labs in Ukraine. What do you want to make a bet that Joe Biden and his son Hunter also knew that and were being paid off to shut up about it? They're involved somehow. How many people would be willing to bet they're at least involved somehow? The crime family syndicate known as the Biden family. An Ontario man has filed a $35.6 million lawsuit against Pfizer over his son's death. The plaintiff, of course, Dan Hartman, said that his son, Sean, was found deceased in his bedroom by his mother, according to the Hartman's attorney, and died as a result of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 jab. Dan Hartman was denied money from the Vaccine Injury Support Program in March, despite Sean dying right after getting the jab. So he filed a lawsuit against Pfizer. This is up in Canada now, in New Tecumseh, Ontario. So now they get to be, Pfizer gets to be dragged into this. This is 33 days after Sean Hartman got the jab, found dead. So interesting how that plays out. We'll keep an eye out. This is not somebody in the U.S. where they can, you know, Pfizer can get away with this. This is somebody up in Canada where that law may not be in effect. We'll see how that turns out. I'd be interested to find that out, wouldn't you? And of course, now the news that we'll be talking to Jonathan Emord about this morning, the guy running against Tim Kaine, who's a constitutional attorney in Virginia. Sidney Powell has become the second defendant in the Fulton County, Georgia election fraud case that has pled guilty to six misdemeanors related to election interference in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. She was slated to go to trial on the 23rd after demanding a speedy trial that severed her case from all the co-defendants and, of course, Fannie Willis and all of her buddies out there. Kenneth Cheeseborough says nothing about him. He may still go to trial on October 23rd. He's an attorney in the Trump, worked with the Trump campaign. He demanded a speedy trial, so they're going to trial, and his case was severed from the rest of the co-defendants in this alleged conspiracy, RICO conspiracy. So, and this is under state law, not federal. Federal, the whole thing would have been thrown out. State, a little bit different. But she's now pled guilty, and one of the things that Jonathan Emord is going to address this morning, coming up at the top of next hour, is what the end result of this would look like, because part of her plea deal was she was going to testify for the Georgia government at trial. Now, that would mean she's going to testify against you-know-who. Who, you ask? Oh, come on. It's all about getting Trump. Get that man. Get Trump. That's what it's all about. Tying him to the whole thing and wrapping it up in like a nice, neat little package. Yeah, let's put a bow on it. We got Sidney Powell to plead guilty. So let's just put a little bow on top and go, oh, look what we got. Yeah. Now this turns into a nut job. We're going to get more from Jonathan Emord at the top of next hour and get his comments and reactions from a constitutional perspective on what this means for the president, former president. Some of you still think he is. A federal judge, meanwhile, in the Trump lawsuit in New York, believe it or not, this is kind of crazy. You have to understand that in a class action lawsuit, this is one of the key things, because everybody goes, I'll file a class action against whatever. There has to be common elements among all the plaintiffs. Those are the people actually asserting the allegations, for those of you that don't understand the legal system. When you file a class action lawsuit, do the attorneys benefit more than the class members? Yeah, they do. But the thing is there has to be a common denominator that brings all four of the plaintiffs that were in this case into commonality. They have to have common interests in the case. The elements have to be the same. They tried this thing in the Lacey J. Dalton. Remember the country singer? She filed bankruptcy and they tried to make it a class action with her in it. And this was in Nevada. And the judge, not happening. No, because everybody's bankruptcy and everybody's foreclosure is different. You don't all share a commonality. So the judge threw the case out. So this is the same thing. Judge Lorna G. Schofield ruled the putative class members, that's the ones bringing the case, there's no common evidence showing that the putative class members decided to enroll in a telecommunications product that allegedly was part of a multi-level marketing venture by Donald Trump. And of course, you know, they decided to enroll because of Trump's alleged misstatements, according to what they say. Well, that's not on Trump. Trump, as a matter of fact, really didn't have much of a connection over the marketing aspects of the case. So good luck tying him to that. Well, the judge threw the case out. So now what's happening in our Congress? I would say that right now about, shall we say 3/4 of them all want to see us go to World War III. So they can make money off the defense contractors. Because you got to start checking these people's records. And I'm talking about where they got their money invested, where they're parking their deals. Because if they're all backing people like Raytheon and Northrop Grumman and anybody that's, you know, defense contractor out there, and they're making money off of this thing because they're financing both sides of the war like the banks do, and they're invested in all of the stocks of these companies, we got to find that out and expose it. Because these people want to get us into World War III. These people, I really believe in my own heart, they want to see some foreign entity launch a nuke somewhere so that the government can shut the whole country down under martial law, bring in whatever, and imprison all the dissidents. I really think they if the enemy's going to do that, where do you think they're going to hit first? The financial center and the political center of this country, which is D.C. and New York. I can't see it any other way. Can you? I mean, that's why we have open phone lines, of course, right? One of the reasons why we do what we do. You know, we think the way we think because we don't trust our government. That's the reason. So now we have the shift show going on in the House. Jim Jordan, of course, still hasn't been nominated as speaker. Can't get enough votes. And so looks like Patrick McHenry is going to remain the interim speaker. Because Jordan can't get the votes to take over. And of course, there was a lengthy closed door meeting yesterday with GOP members, according to Jordan. Said that Jordan empowering McHenry was not a viable option. He said it was a way to lower the temperature and get back to work. But we decided that wasn't where we're going to go. So everything is still up in the air. In fact, Jordan is still wrangling. He might actually try to go for another floor vote. Maybe. Meanwhile, in California, Democratic Senator LaFonza Butler is not going to seek election to a full Senate term in 2024. She made that statement on Twitter, now known as X, like the artist formerly known as Prince. I got to make fun of that. This is a joke. I unsubscribed from Twitter, by the way. I'm not on there anymore. I can't deal with this nonsense. Butler, of course, as you know, she admittedly likes women. She was appointed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom on October 1 to fill the death of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, right? I wonder if she packs heat like Feinstein did. So, Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, oh God, and Barbara Lee, yeah, they're all looking at running to fill that seat in 2024 when it comes up. And I wonder, given the tone of what's going on right now, whether the people in California are actually going to deep dive and research into the holdings of these candidates to find out if they are holding defense contract stocks. Because if they are, they're going to make money off both sides of the war. In fact, things are getting so crazy in the Democratic Party, a venture capitalist, Chamath Palihapitiya, says Trump derangement syndrome is blocking people from seeing that many of Trump's policies were solid. That's right. Former President Trump's peace nurturing policies look pretty incredible in the wake of violence erupting in the Middle East, according to the billionaire Democrat. During last week's episode of the All In podcast, the prominent venture capital investor who previously called former Republican president an idiot says it's time to reevaluate his accomplishments. Oh, somebody woke up? Wow. A billionaire even. Venture capitalist even. Now, you know, apparently he's looking at Trump's foreign policy gains and making sense of it all. You know, he had the right idea. He stopped all this. We were at peace. Had he still remained president, we still would have Bagram. We wouldn't be watching China invading Afghanistan. Huh. But they are now. A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit brought by former Republican candidates Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, who claimed the use of inherently unreliable electronic tabulation machines in the midterm elections was a violation of their constitutional rights to vote. Yep, that suit got thrown out. We have a story about Jake Lang, who on October 12th passed a milestone, 1,000 days in jail without a trial. You remember me telling you about dieseling? They call it diesel therapy. Yeah, dieseling is where they take the prisoner out and they transfer him from prison to prison to prison so you don't know where he is, his legal counsel doesn't know. Yeah, we got an interesting story about that and how the government can get away with imprisoning somebody and losing their paperwork and God knows what else. Yeah, all because of politics. We'll be back to talk about the economy after we get done with these important messages here at the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We have been ciphering through the news here. By the way, it's all brought to you by the Power Mall. If you're not shopping there, you should be, because that's what's keeping us on the air. So we've already had to ditch shortwave because it costs too much. And we really need your support, continued support. And so, you know, we incentivize you from time to time about supporting the Power Mall. I'm continuing my special with 20% off my books on the Power Mall for those of you that want to enrich yourself in consumer law. 10% off of Miracle Skin products. That would be Ron Sally's goodies. And, of course, the OptiVita products, 10% off of that, with the exception of the Winter Wellness Bundle, which is already discounted. And we had Jay's Corner which many of you have gotten the posting from Jay's Corner, which we appreciate you reading that and taking to heart what she said during our little campaign where she was discussing how she helped her neighbor reduces blood pressure. So we've discounted 15% off Colestamine Black Seed Plus Capsules, Oil of Black Seed, Silver, Liquid 10 Part Per Million, 16-ounce, plus the Spray Accessory Kit, the Willard Water Aloe Gel, 16-ounce, and the Silver Gel, 24 Part Per Million, 4-ounce. So for those of you who want to partake in the specials, I just gave them to you. So you can go, when they open up, you can go purchase from the Power Mall. They open up in 25 minutes from now, 877-817-9829. For those of you that want to send us a donation by mail, if you don't have internet, you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can get on the phone at 877-817-9829 and talk to Jay when the Power Mall opens up in 25 minutes from now, Central Time, because that's where we're at. And so, you know, that's where we're at. This is what the show is brought to you by, is the Power Mall. So we appreciate you chiming in and helping us out, because even buying stuff from the Power Mall helps keep us on the air. You need the news. You need commentary. You need to know what people are thinking, which is why we take phone calls on the show. Jeff in North Carolina, once again, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Dave, don't forget, now you were talking about how wonderful our political leaders are, which, of course,
was so
incredible. Today happens to be Chlamydia Harris's birthday, so don't forget to wish her a happy birthday. She's such a wonderful person, Dave.
Can we give her a big raspberry? Do you want to give her the raspberry on the air?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea.
You can give it to her, or I'll give it to her. One of us has to give it to her, so take your pick. You want to do it, or you want me to do it?
Well, okay, let me do it, Dave. I'll get more pleasure. Well, you'll get pleasure out of it, too, but I definitely want to do it. Okay, here you go, Chlamydia. Enjoy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Chlamydia Harris, you got a big raspberry.
I don't know how old she is. I don't know. I don't really care. But she seems like she's 5 years old either way. But hey, yeah. Hey, Dave, let me share this with you real quick before I get off here. I was looking at some stuff yesterday, and you know, Chick-fil-A has gone completely woke. You know, it's supposed to be a big time Christian company. I saw an ad that they're running. It's got a line of people. And they're all different, you know, different color, different races. And they've got the representing the rainbow flag in the ad, right? All the different colors. And there's a young man holding a purse. Now, do you believe that's Chick-fil-A? And then I saw an ad, or I saw somebody commenting on it saying, well, they might as well just go ahead and be open on Sunday. So, all this stuff. Man, I just wonder, how much worse can this stuff get, Dave?
Let's see, all of the stores closing everywhere, and they're not being food anywhere, because that's what I think they're ultimately trying to achieve. I think go woke, go broke. That means at some point in time, some of these stores are going to be closing, if it's any indication. Now, see, the woke all continue to buy from Chick-fil-A because it doesn't matter. They want to stuff fast food in their mouth. And, we don't know whether that stuff is healthy or not. Most of the people don't like it because it's ultra processed. They don't know what they do to it. We've had police that have reported that their hamburgers and whatnot they've ordered from certain fast food chains have been molested by the employees themselves. When you're, it's like, I don't want to go through a drive through anymore. I'm tired of it. I mean, the last time I went through a drive through, I trusted it because of the name. And unfortunately, the food was, I'm sorry, crap. I wouldn't do it again. Right. I just can't do it again. I trusted this chain forever and a day, ever since I was a kid. So, you know, the chain's been around for a long time. But last time I went through the drive-thru, I said, this is my last time. I'm not doing this. I'm not paying the kind of money to eat garbage food like this anymore. Not doing it.
Did you happen to see that person that went through, I think it was a Jack in the Box in Houston, and he got shot at? Did you happen to see that?
I did report on that, as a matter of fact. Yeah. You want some fries with that? Here, how about a round?
Oh, my God, Lord Almighty. All right, well, God bless you, Dave. I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Tim in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, listen to you pitch the Power Mob. Something came to me. One thing of people's health care is their teeth. Don't forget the good old days. Most people died from having an abscess tooth, having bad dental work. When the Olympics came to the United States, the dentists all inspected the Russians' teeth, and they saw what disrepair their mouths were. And that's when we figured out they're broke. Their economy's broke because they don't even have decent health care. Their teeth were rotten out of their heads. And that's when we started the old cold campaign to break them right down. And I was just thinking that dental floss, it's cheap, it lasts forever, and it has a lot of purposes besides flossing teeth. That's all I had to share today.
Well, I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks. I mean, this is one of the reasons why we have some really killer mouthwash. Yeah, that's right. Vitamir. We have mouthwash, and I mean, this stuff is killer. You gotta get this stuff.
Killer too.
Yeah, I know. You gotta get the stuff, folks, because if you have like canker sores in your mouth or anything like that, I'm telling you, this stuff works. You gotta order it when the Power Mall opens if you want to talk to a human being and you don't have internet. That's the best way to do it. If you can't get to thepowermall.com, at least call us and order that. Thank you for that, Tim. I appreciate it. The circumstances that we were talking about here having to do with the economy. There's a couple of interesting things that came about. Adam Data has come out with new third quarter 2023 U.S. home sales report showing profit margins on median price single family homes and condo sales in the U.S. went up 59% in the third quarter. This is the second straight quarterly increase following several declines. Well, now let's ask ourselves, why is that? Well, it went up because there's not a lot of inventory. Seriously. And we're talking about single family home and condo sales because all God's children got to have a home. 59% increase because there's not that much property out there for sale, which would indicate to me that real estate agents are clamoring, trying to find sellers, trying to get listings. So they've got something to sell because the number of homes for sale on the market is declining. Now, if you were to go in and you were to look at like Realtor.com, for example, or Zillow, I don't like Zillow much. Realtor.com, if you were to look at that, because the realtors themselves have to actually input that data directly. I know they do on Zillow, but Zillow has its own little algorithms. Realtor.com is a little more factual, which is why I rely on it. And you look at just raw land that you can develop, you would not believe how much raw land there is for sale in America. Think about that if you're interested in doing a little homesteading. The FCC now has voted 3-2 along party lines to begin the process to reinstate the Obama-era net neutrality law. Now, what this means is the FCC is going to have more ability to regulate the internet, coming after broadband providers who are engaging in harmful practices to consumers, such as blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization, which means that those of you whose time runs out all of a sudden are going to get gouged and their speed is going to get slowed. You know, they're going to try to stop that now. See, all that got eliminated during Trump, and you saw everybody go, you know, the internet providers in some markets went bananas over that idea and thought, oh, we can make serious money with, well, you know, free enterprise. Folks don't have to buy into it. They can go somewhere else. Well, maybe not necessarily so. Certain markets don't have certain providers. Gee, does that constitute a monopoly? Huh. Wow. Makes you wonder about stuff like that. Oh, Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Doing pretty good. I hope you are.
Doing great. I take my Strauss heart drops every morning.
Hey, I'm really glad you brought up the subject about Jacob Lange. That letter he wrote that was on the net about his experiences for 1,000 days, and he hasn't even had a pretrial.
Nope.
It lays so heavy on my heart. I pray for these people. January 6th, it's like they're being lost in the shuffle, and nobody's paying enough attention. And I would encourage everyone to donate to the defense of these people. It really lays heavy on my heart.
I believe
I pray
you.
For them every day.
Well, and Kevin, and then, when you look. When you look at the fact, Kevin, that any one of us could be in their shoes, because, I mean, here they're sitting, they have no sunlight, no vitamin D, lights in their cells on all night, depriving them of sleep. They give them no haircut or shave, so if they go before the judge, they look like homeless vagrants or deranged terrorists during video court appearances. I mean, this is all deliberate. It's all deliberate by the people in power, and they could do this to any one of us, Kevin.
All right, that's exactly right, Dave. Exactly right. And I had to almost chuckle about this gentleman bringing about the dentistry done in the Soviet Union. One of the first times I was in Belarus, my stepdaughter had to have some dental work done. So you had to go and buy your own anesthetic to go there. You know, they wouldn't even give, and it was only $2. And then the thing about the fillings, I thought all these people over there had gold fillings in their teeth. Well, it turned out that's not what it is. It's a kind of a gold color, really funky filling. I mean, they were terrible. And then lastly, my wife, the second time I went over there, she asked me to bring that string along that I had. I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's stuff you clean your teeth with. I said, what? It's comic, you know. They didn't have dental floss. You know, it was funny.
So, oh, my.
Yep, that's what you get in communism.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got the black market. I mean, Kevin, let me ask you another question. You were talking about the anesthetic. You're talking about, like, lidocaine hydrochloride 0.5%, which is the stuff that they inject you with. People call it Novocaine, but it's actually lidocaine hydrochloride 0.5%. I know it because I've seen it. I've read the vial. And so, you know, it's like $2 for one of those things. You know, that's the kind of stuff that everybody should be able to get, but it's a Schedule 3 controlled substance. And it just blows me away that everybody should have some of that in their first aid kit just in case they have to do surgery on themselves, in case there's no medical care. How are they supposed to get the stuff? Black market. That's what they're doing in Russia, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know about today, but, you know, 20 years ago, Belarus, and, you know, several years I was going over there. I remember she went to the dentist, and she's sitting in the waiting room, and somebody's screaming in the back room because the guy couldn't afford a lidocaine.
Oh no, that's sad.
It's funny. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate your input this morning. Thank you, sir. God bless you too. Have a good weekend, Joe in Arkansas. You're up. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to put in my 2 cents about taking good care of your teeth. And I've found 3 things very helpful for improving the health of my teeth. And the first one is don't eat sugar. Second one is don't drink too much coffee, because coffee leaches the minerals out of your teeth. You know, keep it down to about 2 cups a day, no more than that. And the third thing is eat some kelp every day. And kelp is extremely good for minerals and putting minerals in your teeth. And since I've been doing those things, my teeth have improved a lot.
Wonderful. Yep. I like using the Vitamir toothpaste as well, and the mouthwash. That also helps keep the teeth clean. I've noticed my teeth getting a little whiter as a result of using the Vitamir. So good suggestions this morning, Joe. I appreciate that. Of all the foods you eat, believe it or not, there's this stuff. It's called Campylobacter. And another offshoot is Salmonella and E. coli. Now, according to preliminary data from the CDC, if this is to be believed, there were 25,606 foodborne infections, believe it or not. Nah. And what was it from? Eating chicken. So know where you're getting your chicken from. Understand also that because of the fact that I've got people who are working in the industry, and I'm talking about the poultry industry, a lot of the chicken you buy in the store has water weight. Yes, believe it or not, it's injected with water to make the bird look bigger. And because it looks bigger, it weighs more, right? And because it weighs more, the price per pound now is influenced as a result of it. Yeah, you wonder why the bird look, ooh, that looks like a big, healthy bird. And then you put it in the oven and all of a sudden you get this little shriveled up carcass. It's like, oh, what happened? All the water cooked out. Then now the real McCoy, you know, it's like, will the real, you know, chicken, please stand up. That sort of thing. By the way, just got a message here about a prayer request for Lorraine. She's 81 years old. She's injured her shoulder and not feeling well. Lorraine, you know, we want to lift the situation up to you. There's more than just you that are dealing with shoulder problems right now. And for all of those that need a shoulder to cry on, there's the Almighty out there with a healing power that we pray for right now. And we lift the situation up to you that you and everyone else that is afflicted by whatever pain there is, including the shoulder, that we are just praying for your recovery, that this pain go away, and that you will do what it takes in your belief system to make that happen. God only helps those who help themselves, and we pray that you do the same. In the name of your son, Yeshua, can I get an amen out there? Thank you. I heard that. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. On this deal with the people in jail in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You know, I've listened to a lot of these people that, you know, don't formally go to law school but research the law and talk about the difference between the de jure government and the de facto government, and how since with the way that they do birth certificates and stuff, that we are considered 14th Amendment citizens. And but one thing they say is that, you know, that makes us like citizens of Washington, D.C. as opposed to state citizens. But, you know, one thing else I've heard is that Washington, D.C. is a foreign entity, and maybe that's how they're getting away with all this stuff, the way they're treating those people. Did they?
Well, Sherry, it's more than just that. Here's the thing. There is some question as to whether the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was properly ratified in the first place.
I've read.
Yeah. The other thing that bothers me is that it's not just the people in the D.C. gulag that are being affected by this. It's every single American who is basically, I mean, the woke ones, you can't talk to them about stuff like this. They don't care. All they care about is they got their hand out and somebody's putting money in it. That's all they care about. Whether it's money, food stamps, doesn't matter, whatever kind of assistance they can get, they don't care as long as somebody's putting it there. And when that goes away, these people are going to get nasty. That's what I know. Now, as far as the de jure versus de facto, you're right about questioning that. And I would certainly, I mean, I believe that right now, D.C. Inc., which is part of, I mean, that's a 10 square mile area, which was supposed to be what the federal government was in charge of. That's it. Known as D.C., not the rest of us, the states. That's why we have the 10th Amendment. And even the part of the 9th Amendment talks about the rights of the states versus the federal government. But the 10th definitely delineates between the two. And the sad thing about it, Sherry, is the states are incorporated, too. They picked up on the federal government's deal and says, hey, you know what? We should incorporate. That'll help our liability factor. So every single one of the states is incorporated. Every single one of the counties is incorporated. Every single one of the townships is incorporated. I mean, you know, you just can't get away from it. We've been corporatized in America. They figured out ways But just understand something else, Sherry. What the state and the government giveth, the state and the government can take it away. So they can come in and literally cancel out everybody's opportunity to grow and make a living here. But I still have faith in the LLC that, you know, enough people want to start their own business, no matter what it is and how small it is, they can exist in America just as much as, you know, it doesn't matter what color your skin, like we talked to Vince Allison about the other day.
Well, personally, I don't think that there should be any corporations in the United States because, and especially if they do one, they shouldn't be able to outlive what a normal person's, what people's lifespan is.
Well, yeah, and that's why, yep, Sherry, we're at the break, but that's why they have trusts. This is why I like trusts better than I do corporations. But, you know, until I don't want to sit there and give legal advice on the air, but that's what we're facing. Jonathan Emord joins us here at the top of the hour, folks. Listen to these important messages. We'll be right back with some very important news.
There's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.